I was really struggling being a caregiver to my parents, but I began to share what was inside. And when I started to write about what I have gone through, I started feeling great. I had this new excitement about life. I was so looking forward to waking up every day. That was like completely different. I was realizing I was healing from all that I'd been through. And you shared everything with me. I wrote to you. When my mother was ill, every day I had updates. I'd share the pain, and you would be there supporting me. And now my mother was better, and I had a lull. And I didn't know what to do with this newfound joy and energy. And I think I wrote to you something about high school days. And do you remember what you talked about? I said, I think you asked me, do you ever play your guitar anymore?
I did, because that was such an important part of my life, having you play guitar for me. It made me feel very special, and I didn't always have that opportunity to feel special. So those were very special times for me. And so I remembered asking you if you still play guitar. I guess it was a bit selfish.
No.
I was like looking to hear you play guitar so I could enjoy and feel good and listen to you play.
But it was more than that. You didn't just encourage me to play guitar. You said, hey, you wrote songs. I know a producer. Why don't you make an appointment? I'll get an appointment and we'll go to him and you'll play your songs. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
And I'm like, are you kidding? I haven't played the guitar in 30 years. I don't even know if I can sing. But you know what? Life is great. I am so happy now. I feel like I'm a new person. So let's try it. Let's try. So I put it in the back of my mind because I thought, she's crazy. She's crazy. And I was walking around one day and I thought, you know, where's that guitar? I know it's in my closet. I'm going to pull it out and I'm going to see what I remember. So I did. I pulled it out. And of course, the first song I wanted to play was one I had written the lyrics to that were read at my son's funeral. If I could remember that song. And I did. I did remember it. And I started to strum and it hurt. My fingers hurt. But I felt so different, like inspired. And I thought, I'm going to pull that guitar out tomorrow and the next day. And then I called you and I said, Joni, I am ready. Let's go see that producer. I'm dreaming. I mean, maybe he'll sign me up and maybe I'll become a famous songwriter. I haven't played these songs in 30 years. Can I remember them all? There were 30. So I was told to pick 5 or 4 or whatever. And I practiced every day. And then we made our appointment. Of course, I was a 70s influenced guitarist. And the producer guy said, there's really no place for someone as folksy as me. And I was like, do I reinvent myself? No, I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to play because this is what I love to do. And if there isn't an audience for me, that's okay.
He gave you some good ideas.
He did. He did. And we went back to see him a few times since then. And my journey has been amazing. Amazing. I did not expect to deal with my eyes, but I think it's all part of my journey. Because before I ever knew I had an eye problem, I named it My Journey's in Sight. I didn't think of it relating to eyesight.
It could have been your journey's eyesight.
No, it was more insight. To me, insight represents taking a miserable experience and turning it into something inspirational. The death of my son. I could be scarred. I have a scar right here on my arm. I could look at that scar. I remember the pain. I can feel it as if it just happened. Mm. And yet, I don't have the pain anymore. So I can look at it also as it's shaped me to who I am today.
Wow.
Yeah. But of course, I do, as a hypnotherapy tenant, our subconscious is very powerful. So because I've had a lot of pain in my life, there was a feeling that perhaps I brought this eye condition upon myself. That I wasn't being positive enough, that getting divorced, I felt maybe guilt and maybe it was plaguing me in my eyes. Because honestly, one of the ways of coping is I try very hard not to think about it or look at things, denial. And that was something I live with in my life too. and suppression of feelings. So I'm in my new life trying not to suppress my feelings and trying to look at my eye condition not as something to push aside either.
That's one of the things I love about you, is your ability to express yourself openly about different subjects and your honesty, and you don't leave things out. You include everything.
It's embarrassing. My kids will tell you, "Mom, why did you say that about me?" No, I'm more careful with their privacy, but that's true. I will share things that are very intimate that many people would not. But I think that's what's so beautiful for me about a song. I didn't say how I felt for so long, and when I started to write songs, I was able to get those feelings out that were hidden. It just erupts. And then when I sing them today, every feeling I had when I wrote the song comes back to me. It's like a musical of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.